Now, a man who is withholding because, and a man who has got to do overts because, is not safe. A man or a woman, you know, see, has to withhold because, must do an overt because, he's not safe. Most police chiefs in the country are on a compulsive punishment of criminals, and they are not even vaguely safe to have in their jobs. Most judges sitting on benches are just on this kick. Got to punish the criminals, got to punish the criminals, got to punish the criminals, got to punish the criminals. First place, you're never going to punish criminals from a judge's bench into an orderly society. As I've said before, and I'm sure I misunderstood every time I said, if you're going to handle a society with punishment, you will have to handle it with unlimited savagery. There is nothing short of that works. Wherever you find the crime being committed, you must string the man up and let him rot. That is it. It's an old thing. It has worked. It has worked. Absolutely unlimited savagery. Well, who the devil wants to go in for unlimited savagery? Halfway savagery doesn't work. It does not impact the society enough to stop crime. If you're just trying to stop crime, then you just have to, well, you wouldn't have your criminals bugging out, as the cops were telling me. You wouldn't have all mishy-mashy, well, he meant the well, and so forth. No, you just hang him up and let him rot. That's it. In public view. Heads on the pikes, you know, that sort of thing. You'd have to have a lot of police. They'd have to be around where the crimes were being committed. After a while, you'd have a virgin with a sack of gold could walk from one corner of the world to the other without being molested or robbed. But you'd sure have an awful lot of unhappy thetans. So you could have law and order along this line. You can't have it quasily. That's just barely workable. Barely workable from the third dynamic viewpoint only. Now, that isn't from a first dynamic viewpoint, is it? It doesn't do the first dynamic very much good. Every first dynamic that goes in for this unlimited savagery, of course, winds the fellow up in the soup. The cop that has to grab the criminal and hang him up on the gallows, that's his overt first dynamic. That's no good, is it? It's sowing aberration into the society for a stopgap public safety. Well, the other answer is rehabilitation. And that, of course, turns out to be the only answer. The only thing you can do with people is rehabilitate them. You can't kill them. They don't die. You can't punish them. You've just added another automatic withhold. The only thing you can do is rehabilitate them. Now, fortunately, we can do this with great rapidity compared to other things. We could actually take a criminal who just hated women like mad and just had to kill women wherever found, you see. And it actually wouldn't take us too long to get that aberration off of him. He'd get his overts and withholds against women, run responsibility on this confounded thing. You could do this with alcoholism. You could do it with any specialized type of crime that has gone totally out of the individual's command.